奉主耶稣圣名，我们在下午一起继续学习神的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll continue to learn God's words this afternoon.
今天下午一起来谈甘心乐意奉献。
Today, I would like to talk about offering with a willing spirit.
我们早上有听到护主任报告这个安息日是我们2020年最后一个安息。
As we just reported this morning, this Sabbath is the last Sabbath of 2020.
那如果我们要奉献给神给教会要在2020年的报税年度里面报这个安息日是最后一次机会。
And we want to offer something to God, and we want it to count toward our 2020 tax deduction, then we have to, this is the last Sabbath to give it.
我们的社会提供一个这样的奉献给教会给慈善机构的这些金额可以免税其实它这个精神是从圣经来的
And the society's law of a tax deduction for offerings to charity or church is actually comes from the Bible
因为这些金钱是属于神的
For these money belong to God
那我个人没有用
And it's a money that I did not
use 所以就可以从我本来所得里面应该扣税的部分把它扣除
So I can claim a tax deduction on this money
那这也说明政府本身它是很鼓励它的百姓能够想到这些神的事也想到那些有需要的人
And this also tells us that the government places emphasis on giving what belongs to God to God and also on helping those who are less fortunate
所以凡愿意遵照神他这个命令的政府就提供这样一个免税的福利让众人可以来实践关心贫困的以及敬拜神的这个信仰生活
So that's why the government set up this program where you can claim tax deduction when you put this money toward God or you put the money toward those who are less fortunate
那这也是现在这个年末的时候很多人会回顾这一年会感谢会感谢我们身边的人我们更应该要感谢我们天上的神
And also at this time of year the end of the year perhaps we'll look back on the year and give thanks to those around us and also give thanks to God in heaven
所以我们有许多人在我们那个所接触的人当中有些人他会送我们礼物因为他们觉得说我们所付出的他觉得很感谢他借这个机会把他的谢意用礼物表达出来。
It's another tradition at this time of year that sometimes you'll give a gift to someone that you feel has helped you a great deal and you want to express your thanks through a gift.
那我们其实在生活当中我们接受许多人的爱心。
And in our life, we have received a lot of love from
other people. 有些人他们默默在爱我们可是他们却没有说明的。
Some people silently love us and do not verbalize it.
那如果我们有一个会感谢的心，我们会看到别人的付出不是理所当然的。
And if we have a heart of gratitude, then we'll see their silent support for us.
那也会很自然的会想要回报我们从别人所得到的，我们会想要付出。
And naturally, we want to repay them back of what we received.
所以我们现在读出埃及记最后一段其实就这个就在记录以色列百姓是如何甘心乐意来奉献建造会幕这样一个美好的品德
And so in this last section of Exodus we see that the people are now free will offering their thanks to God
以色列百姓有很多很多缺点
The Israelites had many faults.
我们已经这一段在读这个历史里面，我们讲了好多他们犯的罪。
We had talked about the many ways in which they sinned against God.
但是他们有一个非常好的优点，我们不能够忽略的。
But there is a very positive example that they have that we should not talk about.
这是神的选民所表现出一个非常爱神的一个积极做法。
And this is the way that God's chosen nation show their love to God.
那在旷野的时代所发生的事情，可以说是空前绝后的。
What happened in the wilderness?
就是说， 以前没有这样，以前没有这样过。
It's something that has not ever happened before.
后来也没有再发生了。
And it will never happen again.
就在旷野见会幕的时候发生过这么一次而已。
It only happened that once when they entered the wilderness.
我们如果看到这样的一个描述，我们会发现说，这些神的百姓哈，事实上是可以被教导的。他们不是真的，不是真的是硬着景象到底的人。
And when we see this, we could see that these people can be taught. They're not that stubborn in their heart.
他们的错误我们要引为鉴戒，他们的好处我们一定要学习。
What they did wrong serve as a warning for us, and what they did right should serve as an example for us.
那他们所得到的恩典一定会加在我们的身上。
And the grace they receive will also be upon us.
而且我们所得到的一定比他们更多。
And in fact, what we received will be more than what they received.
主耶稣所赐给我们一定恩上加恩。
For he will give us grace upon grace.
我们现在来看出埃及记第35章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 35.
出埃及记35章。
Exodus 35.
摩西上山领受神的诫命律例典章之后，他就下来了。
So after Moses received the new stone tablets from God, he came down the mountain.
他在山上祷告求主，你跟我们同行，主说好。
He prayed to God that God might be with them, and God promised He will.
神应许要跟他们同行啊，直到他们进入迦南地去。
He promised that His presence will go with him until they reach the land of Canaan.
其实神接下来一直都没有离开他的百姓。
And we see that God never left His people afterwards.
接下去进了迦南地，还要为他们征战，让他们可以承受迦南地为产业呢。
And in fact, after they enter Canaan, He fought for them so they can take possession of the land.
摩西带着神所赐的法版再一次下山。
And once again, Moses brought the stone tablets down the mountain.
百姓看到了摩西是脸上发光的。
The people saw Moses and his face was radiant.
他们就很怕挨近他。
They were afraid to get near him.
这一次摩西下来没有生气了。
This time when Moses came down, he was not angry.
他们已经不会再做偶像去敬拜取代神了。
Because they would no longer craft an idol to worship.
他们看到摩西发光的时候。
When they saw Moses' face radiant,
他们不敢靠近他。
They were afraid to come near.
可是这个时候，摩西叫他们来。
But Moses called them to come.
来，他说他把神对他所说的话都跟他们说了。
And he told them all the words that God had spoken to him.
好，这个就是第34章的第32节。
This is chapter 34.
他将神在西乃山跟他所说的一切话都吩咐他们。
He gave them all the commands the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai.
那这一段话，其实如果简单浓缩，就是从第三十四章的第十节，一直到第三十二节，第十节到二十七节。
So briefly, that would include what is in 34 verse 10 to 27.
这个就是神他。要跟百姓同行，百姓他们应该要做的。
These are all the commands that the Lord wants the Israelites to do.
那这当中有一些神说不可以做的。
And there are some things that are not to do.
那如果我们以现在来说，这个叫做更具体化的西乃的约。
So now if we say it's
西乃在西乃山的约。
This is the covenant on Mount Sinai.
那这个就是把他们这个家庭生活。儿女的婚姻、信仰生活，然后他们要日子应该每一天、每一个月、每一周应该怎么过，都把它规范出来了。
It tells of the relationships they should have, their roles, and then all the statutes that they're supposed to obey during their daily life. It's all written down.
那这个就是神要百姓过的日子啊。
And these are the days that God wants the Israelites to live.
下来就一一的说明。
And Moses came down and explained all these laws to them.
讲完之后，摩西就把他的帕子放上去。
And after he finished, he put on the veil.
他这个脸上会发光，然后放帕子这件事情在，哥林多后书第三章，保罗特别有说明。
And this is actually recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Paul specifically mentioned this.
那是因为他那个帕子，他那个光会慢慢消退的。
Because that light will gradually dim.
刚刚下山的时候，脸上光很强。
When he first came down the mountain, it's a very strong light.
但是在这个世上生活久了以后，那个光就慢慢褪去。
But after living long on the earth, the light will gradually dim.
可是每次摩西进到会幕去跟神讲话的时候，他这个脸上又发光。
But every time he goes back to the tabernacle to talk to God, then his face will become radiant.
那当然， 后来就没有像上西乃山这么长的40昼夜不吃不喝的。
Of course, it's not as long as the time he was on Mount Sinai, where he did not eat or drink for 40 days and night.
那这个其实也说明说，那个地上的荣光啊，那个荣光，事实上是会慢慢消退。
And it could tell us that on the earth, the glory can slowly dim.
啊，这些道理啊，如果在讲到哥林多后书的时候，应该再提出来。
And this teaching we will mention again when we study 2 Corinthians.
我们现在重点是接下去百姓他们要建会幕这件事情了。
What is most important today is them establishing the tabernacle.
35章的一开头特别强调安息日很重要。
Beginning of 35 emphasized the importance of Sabbath.
因为第一节说
，For the first verse,
他召聚全会众，对他们说，这是主所吩咐的话，叫你们照着行。
Moses assembled the whole Israelites community and said, "These are the things the Lord has commanded you to do."
你看我们中文用吩咐，好像觉得说，这个就好像是在提醒一下而已啊。
So the Chinese use something that seems like they're reminding them.
对，但其实你看他很强烈的字眼是神命令的。
But actually, what he said is the Lord has commanded you.
哦，这个要照着去做。
This is something you're supposed to do.
那这个就是第一接下去讲的这个安息日啊。
And then he talked about what it is, which is the Sabbath.
六日要做工。
Six days you are to do work.
所以人不可以懒惰。
So man cannot be lazy.
啊，那第七天要享受安息。
But the seventh day you have to enjoy.
因为第七天是圣日。
For the seventh day is a holy day.
向神所择的圣日。
It is a day of rest to the Lord.
啊，如果干犯哈，这些做工就把他致死。
And whoever does work must be put to death.
哇，这个也严重啊。
How serious this is.
好，所以后来我们看到说，真的有人在安息日，他不听话，结果就被石头打死。
And we actually did see that some people did work on Sabbath and they were stoned to death.
这是在利未记里面看到的。
And we see this in Leviticus.
那我们再继续读。
And let's continue reading.
第四节。
Verse 4.
接下去摩西又对以色列全会众说。
Moses said to the whole Israelite community,
神所吩咐的是这样子。
This is what the Lord has commanded.
好，所以接下去第二件事。
This is the second thing that they have to do.
第五节说，你们中间要拿礼物献给神，凡乐意献的都可以拿神的礼物来。
From what you have, take an offering for the Lord. Everyone who is willing is to bring to the Lord an offering.
好，然后接下去就列出了神所要的礼物的项目。
And then he starts listing the gifts that God wants.
那这些神所说的，其实就是出埃及记25章在山上已经跟摩西讲的，现在摩西再把它重述一次而已。
And actually, everything that's listed here was already spoken about in Exodus chapter 25, where God told Moses how to build the tabernacle.
所以在从二十五章以后这一段落，我们会看到有许多描述。在山上神单独跟摩西讲过，等到35章以后，摩西重述给以色列百姓听。
So you see that God had listed everything that he needs to Moses on chapter 25 on the mountain, and now Moses is telling them what he heard from God.
那所以，因为有关于安息日，其实神如果你看圣经，他讲过三次。
For the Sabbath, the God talked about this 3 times.
哦，因为在山上。就这样讲。
He talked about it on top of the mountain.
31章的第13节。
Chapter 31, verse 13.
你要吩咐以色列人说，你务要守我的安息日。
Say to the Israelites, you must observe my Sabbath.
这是第一次上山的时候。
This is the first time up the mountain.
神特别说的。
That's what the Lord told Moses specifically.
因为这个安息日是他跟百姓之间的证据。
Because it is a sign between the God and the people.
好，那摩西就下来了。
So Moses came down.
那下来之后，就滑板摔碎，再上去了。
So he came down. The tablets was broken, and he went up a mountain again.
那上去之后，接下去立约的时候，他就讲一次哦。
And then when he went up the mountain again, and they were established a covenant, God said this again.
好，看第34章。
Let's look at chapter 34.
34章第21节。
Verse 21.
就在山上第二次讲。
This is the second time he's talked about this on the mountain.
你六日要做工，第七日要安息，虽在耕种收割的时候也要安息。
Six days you shall labor, but on the seventh day you shall rest. Even during the plowing season, the harvest, you must rest.
这个就变成是神跟百姓的约里面的一定的一个条例，神要百姓这样做。
This is like a requirement within the covenant that God set with his people.
好，现在下山了，摩西再讲一次。
And now Moses came down the mountain, and he says to the Israelites.
就是我们看到三十五章这里。
What we just read in chapter 35.
好，那现在接下去，因为是要建造会幕。
And now they're about to construct the tabernacle.
其实，包括建造会幕这个重大的工程里面，神都要百姓第七天休息。
But even while building this great tabernacle, God still wants the Israelites to rest.
所以第七天你不要生活。
So again, on some day,
你不要担心生活的事情。
You do not have to worry about the things of your life.
把所有的工作都放下。
Put down all your work.
包括要建会幕这种重要的事情也先放着。
Even this important task of building the tabernacle, they should set aside.
向神守的这个安息日，把它分别出来。
To keep the Sabbath day of and keep holy.
好。那所以接下去百姓你看他们就得到神的指示说哪一些东西是神所要的礼物他们要把它带来
And now this Israelites receive commands of what offering God wants and what they should bring
你看神的吩咐是这样子的第五节
You see this is what God command in verse 5
你们中间要拿礼物来献给神
You must bring an offering among you
凡乐意献的都可以拿神的礼物来
Everyone who is willing can bring an offering.
好，就是所以这个一定是你愿意拿的，就是他把那个项目列出来说，你如果愿意的，你有的，你愿意拿来给神用的，请拿来。
So you see, this is that you're willing and you have it, and they have a list of materials you can bring if you're willing.
好，那第五节以后一直到第九节都是这些东西。
From verse 5 to verse 9 are all the materials.
这些东西都会在建会幕的时候用到的。
These are all materials that will be used in building the tabernacle.
然后到第十节。
Verse 10.
他说你们中间凡心里有智慧的都要来做主一切所吩咐的。
All who are skilled among you are to come and make everything the Lord has commanded.
好那接下去从第十一节就列出了神所说要做的东西是哪一些？一共有41项。
And from 11 on, there are about 41 articles that God needs. They are to make.
这41项就是在会幕里面每一个神都讲的。
And these 41 articles are the very things that God had said are needed in the tabernacle.
那这些东西都要，这里就是说，心里面有智慧的人都要来做这些工作。
Everyone who is skilled is to come and do the work.
好，所以从这样子我们就看到，要甘心乐意献给神的，除了礼物之外，除了这些财物之外，还包括我们所拥有的才干。
So we see that this willing offering includes not just the materials, but also any skills that you have.
心中有智慧的，表示说他有领悟力，他知道怎么做的。他说：“你来做神他要的这些东西。”
Those who are knowledgeable means they know how to do this. They are to come and make it.
那这个有一些是粗重的，有一些像金属的，那有一些是很细的，像做衣服，要绣东西，要这个圣衣里面的这个每一个项目，有时候要很巧的手才做得出来的。
So some are with heavy materials like gold and silver, but others are very fine materials like embroidery or stitching.
神就让借着摩西把他要的都让百姓知道。
So God let Moses know everything that he needs.
好了，那我们现在看第二十节。
Now let's look at verse 20.
全会众听完之后，他们说，他们就从摩西面前退去了。
When the whole Israelites heard this, they withdrew from Moses' presence.
表示说他们现在知道什么东西的嘛哈？该神要什么了
？So now they know what God needs.
好，他的前提就是说你甘心乐意的，你如果乐意的，你就可以做。
And the requirement is that if you're willing and you're, then you are to come and do it.
21节，凡心里受感和甘心乐意的，都拿主的礼物来，用以做会幕和其中一切的使用，又用以做圣衣。
And everyone who was willing and whose heart moved him came and brought an offering to the Lord for the work on the tent of the meeting, for all its service, and for all the secret garments.
22节说，凡心里乐意献礼物的。连男带女各将金器就是胸前的针耳环打印的戒指手串带来献给主
All who were willing, verse 22, men and women alike, came and brought gold jewelry of every kind, brooches, earrings, rings, and ornaments. They all presented their gold as a wave offering to the Lord.
23节说, 凡有蓝色、紫色、朱红色线, 细麻、山羊毛, 染红的公羊皮、海狗皮的, 都拿了来。
Everyone who had blue, purple, or scarlet yarn, or fine linen, or goat hair, ram skins dyed red, or hides of sea cows brought them.
24节, 凡献银子和铜给主为礼物的, 都拿了来。
24. Those presenting an offering of silver or bronze brought it as an offering to the Lord.
凡有皂荚木可以做什么使用的也拿了来。
And everyone who had acacia wood for any part of the work brought it.
25节, 凡心中有智慧的妇女亲手纺线，把所纺的蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和细麻都拿了来。
25. Every skilled woman spun with her hands and brought what she has spun, blue, purple, or scarlet yarn, or fine linen.
26节, 凡有智慧、心里受感的妇女就纺山羊毛。
26. And all the women who were willing and had the skill spun the goat hair.
27节, 众官长把红玛瑙和别样的宝石可以镶嵌在以弗德和胸牌上的都拿了来。
27. The leaders brought onyx stones and other gems to be mounted on the ephod and the breastpiece.
28. 又拿香料做香，拿油点灯做膏油。
28. They also brought spices and olive oil for the light.
29. 以色列人无论男女，凡甘心乐意献礼物给主的，都将礼物拿来做主借摩西所吩咐的一切工。
29. All the Israelite men and women who were willing brought to the Lord free will offerings for all the work the Lord through Moses had commanded them to do.
我们有没有注意到这一段描述很特别？
Do you notice what a special description this contain?
这里，你看百姓哈，他们接受到神的这些信息之后，男女老幼，他们都很乐意的把他们所拥有的拿了来。
After the Israelites' community received the commands from the from God, all everyone, young, old, male, female, free, willingly brought what they have to the Lord.
不但是百姓, 连众官长, 把他们认为很珍贵的都拿了来。
And not just the people, but also the leaders brought what they felt was precious to the Lord.
一直强调说, 凡甘心乐意的都拿来了。
And they kept emphasizing whoever was willing brought it to the Lord.
所以21节他讲心里受感的，就是说你那个心里哈被神的这一番话要见会幕这个话被搅动，就是说他会觉得说我应该参与的，以及心里愿意的都拿来了。
And 21 emphasized that people whose heart moved him, meaning that they were moved when they heard God's word that this is something I should do, and so they willingly come and do it.
有时候我们的心很 很 calm， 就是说我们很稳的，就是说都不会被搅动的。
Sometimes our heart is very stable and it's not moved by anything.
对啊，好听是很稳，但是如果讲难听一点，就是很硬。
Describing as stable is a good description, but really what it really means is that you have a stubborn heart.
对神所说的话没有感觉。
That you do not feel the words of God.
但是这些百姓， 他们虽然是硬着景象的，其实我们看到了，真的是他们是可以被改变，他们心是软的。
So even though sometimes these people have stubborn hearts, but you could see that their heart is actually soft. They can't be changed.
你看，他们的心就被百姓他们所有人的这样作为感动起来。
You see how the Israelites were moved as assembly to do this.
他们就开始有一个那种乐意的灵了，这个。 乐意的心，其实是跟灵是同一个字啊。
They have a willing spirit, which is the same word as a willing heart.
就是说他们有一个这样的心， 而且他们有这样的行动了。
They have this type of heart, and they have the action to accompany it.
他们会觉得说， 我这些东西， 与其留在我家里自己用， 我倒不如把它拿出来给神用。
They say, why should I keep this thing for myself? I might also bring it out to the Lord.
你看他们现在这里， 这里特别说， 这个蓝色、紫色、朱红色的线是他们的材料。
You could see all these blue, purple, linen, scarlet linen is their own material.
那他们有材料，那他们也有那个 技巧可以做，他们可以仿他们所要的这些衣服了。
They have the materials and also they have the skills to create the kind of cloth they want.
其实我们发现以色列百姓在旷野的这四十年，他们怎么过日子是一个谜，我们基本上是没有办法知道他们的详细内容。
Actually, it's really a mystery how the Israelites managed to survive 40 years in a desert. It's something we will not know in details.
你看那个时候百姓他们能够有什么东西？
See, let's think about what kind of things they have then.
他们是匆匆忙忙的在逾越节晚上那一天晚上这样子被催促出去赶快走。
They left in a hurry. In one night, they were sent out of their home.
他们一个家哈，每一个人最多能够带多少东西？
And how many things do you think a household can bring?
我们现在如果搬家哈
，Today if we move，
如果你搬家哈
，If you move，
你就会想说，我这个东西要不要？有没有价值？要不要跟着走嘛
？We will say, is this thing worth for me to move?
搬越多次家了，家里的东西又越少。
The more you move, the less materials you have in your house.
就是说这个东西没用，放在那边看看丢掉算了。
Because we will feel this really useless to move it around, so I'm also just throw it away.
那最后你留着的都是只有你最有用的东西了。
So the things that are left are those that's most valuable to you.
我们如果搬家，如果能够带的东西少，你不会去带那些你觉得不重要的。
For when we move, we don't bring things that we don't think is useful to us.
百姓他们当时候出来的时候，你看最多他们就是用驴哈。用驴可以多抬东西嘛？哈。
The most they have is probably like a mule to help them bring their stuff.
不要想说他们会有车子的。
Don't think that they have cars.
或者他们有哇，像那个运输队啊，他们有这些工具啊，可以运输啊，没有啊。
Or do they don't have any of those moving equipments to use?
最多就是你能够背的。
Most what they can bring is
你那个帐篷里面能够装多少东西就这么多啊。
Whatever you can fit in your tent is what they can bring.
所以你现在有了牲口可以驮东西的，就能够驮出来而已啊。
So you can only bring what you really need.
所以我们现在看神列出来这些东西，基本上都是他们所认为珍贵的东西。
So everything that they have right now are things they thought was valuable.
蓝色、紫色、朱红色的线。
Blue, purple, and scarlet yarn.
我们知道蓝色。是很特别的，属天的。
Blue is very special. It belongs to heaven.
你看我们在座如果穿蓝色的，很明显。
If we wear blue, it's very obvious.
对不对？蓝色的衣服有时候流行，他们就有不同的颜色，有蓝色，有绿色，反正蓝色一直都是属天的颜色。
Blue has always symbolized heaven, heavenly color.
紫色是属王的，尊贵的。
Purple belongs to the king. It's a royal color.
朱红色的线，那个红色要染的。
Scarlet yarn has to be dyed.
这个都是觉得你会觉得说都是有价值的。
These are all priceless.
可以创造出一些不同的物品出来。
That can be used to create different materials.
现在这些百姓他们都把他们认为很重要的神说的，他们就把它拿出来。
But they felt what God's command them was important, and they brought it all out.
他们身上认为很重要的这些装饰啊、佩戴啊，他们现在也都把它拿出来。
And even the priceless ornaments that they wear, they bring it all out.
那个官长在二十七节说，把那个红玛瑙、别样的宝石都把它拿出来。
In 27, it talks about how they brought out the onyx stones and other gems.
你就知道说，当时候官长就是比较高阶级的哈，在社会上比较有地位的，他们用的东西比较珍贵。
So you see that these leaders, who are probably higher up in society, have more precious materials.
那他们也把这些红玛瑙、宝石，把它奉献给神，因为接下去在做圣衣的时候要用。
And you see that these leaders brought out the onyx stones and other gems because they are to be used on the breastpiece.
那他特别强调说，不论男女，他们都很甘心乐意的奉献呢。
And it says that no matter whether male or female, they were offered willingly.
我们看到这一幕其实是很感人的。
And this is a very touching scene.
因为他们接下去马上采取行动了。
Because right away they started the work.
他们，你看到他们这样的，因为描述从二十节到二十一节。
From 20 to 21, it says.
他们从摩西面前退去之后。
They withdrew from Moses.
他们一定回去开始去找，哎，这个东西是名单上面有的，那我可以。拿给神。
They went home and they start looking. Oh, this is the material that's on the list, so I can bring it out to God.
这个时候，人有自由选择，我要不要给神
？For man had a choice at that moment, whether or not they want to offer it to God.
我们看到哈，百姓有发怨言死掉的。
we see that these Israelites,
有的发怨言被击杀的。
Some of them were killed after they
发怨言抱怨。
They complained.
那有的是拜偶像死的。
And some people worship idols and they were killed.
有那个没有守安息日被处罚的。
And some people did not observe the Sabbath and they were killed.
从头到尾，你没有看过那个不奉献的人被处罚。
But you never see that someone who does not offer is killed for that.
也就是说，神对奉献的原则永远都一样，就是你甘心乐意的，你可以拿来。
That means God's attitude to offering is always the same in that you have to willingly offer it up.
那如果你觉得说这个东西我重要，我自己要用，没有我没有办法给神，没关系，神不会要强求的。
And if you feel like, well, this is something important, I want to keep it for myself, that's okay. God will not punish you for that.
所以神永远都是一直强调说你甘心乐意。
So you see, God always emphasizes that you have to willingly offer it.
就是会认为说神比较重要，我这个东西宁可给神用。
We would say to ourselves, God is more important, and I'm willing to offer this to God.
这些东西都是他们已经有的，不是他们没有的。
These are all things that they already have, not things that they do not have.
也就是说，神不会要求百姓他们做不到的事。
Meaning that God would not require something of the Israelites that they cannot do.
神早就已经有计划的。
That God already has a plan.
他要建的会幕，这里面的材料一定都是百姓他们所拥有的。
He wants to build the tabernacle, and all the materials needed for the tabernacle are things that the Israelites already have.
他不会 去要那个珍奇的东西，是百姓没有几个人有的那些材料，不会。
God would not require a material that very few Israelites have.
哦，所以你看到了，包括他们家里，他说这个皂荚木，就是当时候他们在一般家庭在用的这些，一定是他们家里面有的这些木头。
Even the acacia wood or acacia wood is something that most Israelites would have in their home.
这个会幕里面这所有的木头都是用皂荚木做的。
You see that all the wood in the tabernacle was used, they used acacia wood.
因为这里面它是很坚硬、耐用又很轻。
Because it is a very light wood, yet it's very firm, very strong wood.
那又是他们在那个旷野沙漠一带他们很容易就拥有的那种材料。
And it's actually a material that they can easily find in the wilderness.
不会，神不会要他们去找那个别的地方他们所没有的啊，再去什么地方找没有？不会，一定是平常他们就有的。
You see that God would not have require something that they would not have. That's something they have to get somewhere else. It is something that they have.
所以现在那个神是说，人如果你甘心乐意的，你就可以拿来了。
So God said, if you're willing, you can bring these to them.
那这个就让我们看到说，今天这个奉献如果我们愿意甘心把它献给神这个神所要做的工作就可以完成。
So you see, if we have something and we willingly offer to God, then God's work can be completed.
但是我们如果不要也没关系。
But if you refuse, that is okay too.
神会从别的地方再找材料。
God will find the materials from another place.
因为以色列百姓在这一个旷野时代里面所表现出来的那个甘心乐意的奉献是很特殊的。
You see that this is very special, the spirit of offering in for the tabernacle.
他们接下去每个人都把握机会奉献哦。
You see that everyone grabbed hold of this chance to offer something to God.
好，我们现在来看36章。
So now let's look at chapter 36.
就是我们今天如果照读经进度是读36章的。
If we are following the Bible reading schedule, chapter 36 is the chapter we're reading today.
36章一开始就讲现在这个材料收奉献来了，要有人做，所以就是比撒列跟亚和利亚伯，这是神指定了两个工头要做的这个师傅。
So now they have the materials, and there we need skilled workers, which is Bezalel and Oholiab. They are the masters that God had commanded to do this work.
是神赐给他们灵、智慧、知识，让他们可以做的。
For God had given them the knowledge and the spirit and the skill to do these.
那他们又有智慧去教导别人。
And they even have this ability to teach other people.
所以有一些人他们有才能，他们愿意来奉献他们的才干、他们的技巧的，他们就要接受比撒列跟亚和利亚伯的指导，怎么做出来。
So people who have the skill, they come and then they have to be taught by Bezalel and Oholiab.
所以他们最后就照神所吩咐的做工了。
And now they do all the work according to God.
好，所以第二节说，凡主赐他心里面有智慧，而且受感前来做工的，你看摩西把他们跟比利 比撒列跟亚俄利亚伯一同招来。
So two, then Moses summoned Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person to whom the Lord had given the ability and who was willing to come and do the work.
好，那接下来呢？第三节。
Verse three.
这些人就从摩西收了以色列人所为做圣所所用的工所拿的礼物。
They received from Moses all the offerings the Israelites had brought.
有这些材料，但现在就把它转给这些要工作的人，让他们有材料开始工作。
So they took all the material that the Israelites had given and gave it to the workers to work on them.
第三节。
Verse three.
百姓每早晨还把甘心献的礼物就拿来了。
And the Israelites continued to bring free will offerings morning after morning.
也表示说，当他们开始奉献，现在有人开始把送这些礼物送来以后，就开始开工建造了。
You see that they started the work when they received some of the free will offerings from the people.
那可是接下去那个百姓哦，还是每天早上哦，他们把那个神所要的礼物送来，一直送来。
But you see that morning after morning, people continue to donate these materials.
他们都很甘心的拿来了。
And they very willingly brought the materials.
好，第四节说，凡做圣所一切工的智慧人都各离开他们所做的工。
So all the skilled craftsmen who were doing all the work on the sanctuary left their work.
他们已经在做工了。
So you see that they are doing the work.
那他们现在先停工。
They actually stopped at their work.
跑来找摩西。
They went to find Moses.
第五节。
Verse 5.
他们对摩西说，百姓为神吩咐使用之工所拿来的富富有余。
The people are bringing more than enough to doing the work the Lord commanded.
也就是说，现在哈那个礼物哈已经很多了，够了。
Too many gifts, too much.
好，第六节。
Verse six.
然后接下去，摩西就传命哈，所以他就派人呢到各个帐篷里面去，啊，他们就在前会中宣告说，无论男女，不必再为圣所拿什么礼物来，这样才拦住百姓不再拿礼物来。
So they sent word throughout the camp, no man or woman is to make anything else as offering for the sanctuary, and so the people were restrained from bringing more.
第七节，因为他们所有的材料够做一切当做的物，而且有余。
Because what they had already had was more than enough to do all the work.
这是仅有的一次。
So this is the first time we see this.
他们奉献要建造的这个材料多到太多，不再需要了。
They had so much materials they do not need anymore.
是全体百姓一起参与的奉献。
And the whole assembly willingly participated in this offering.
多到那个摩西要派官长到各帐篷说不用再拿来了，好了，够了。
But they had so much that Moses had to send an order to the leaders to tell people that it's too much, it's enough.
他不是派人到各家去说，哎，你们家有没有什么东西拿出来？
It's not he sent people to everyone's tent and said, Do you have anything in the house you can offer?
是说不要再拿来了。
But to announce, please don't bring any more.
这样的那个空前绝后的奉献。
You see these free will offering.
大家你看多么乐意的把他们所用的奉献给神来建圣所。
How willingly they are to give all they have to God.
那是说明说现在摩西祈求神说：“主啊，你跟我们同行，在我们当中同行。”
So Moses had asked God, God, please let your presence be with us.
要让神同行，他们一定要把这个会幕建起来。
And for God to be with them, they need to build this tabernacle.
因为这个会幕是神跟百姓相会的地方。
Because this tabernacle is a place for God to talk to the people.
是神。要在他们当中居住的这个居所。
It is a sanctuary that God will live in.
其实这是一个象征的东西而已啊。
This is only a physical thing.
因为神不会住在那里啊。
Because God actually do not.
但是这个就是一个标志。
But it's a symbol.
在这个圣所约柜前，神他有诗人的宝座。
That and on the ark there's a mercy seat.
好，所以我们看第二十九章。
Let's look at. 29.
出埃及记二十九章。
Exodus 29.
第44节。
Verse 44.
43节。
43.
我要在那里与以色列人相会，会幕就要因我的荣耀成为圣。
There's for, I also I will meet with the Israelites, and the place will be consecrated by my glory.
是，我要使会幕和坛成圣，也要使亚伦和他的儿子成圣，给我供祭司的职分。
So I will consecrate the tent of meeting and the altar, and will consecrate Aaron and his sons to serve me as priest.
45, 我要住在以色列人中间，做他们的神。
I will dwell among the Israelites and be their God.
46, 他们必知道我是主他们的神，是将他们从埃及地领出来的，为要住在他们中间，我是主他们的神。
46, they will know that I'm the Lord their God who brought them out of Egypt so that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.
这个会幕成为神的居所。
You see, this tabernacle is the sanctuary of God.
百姓各家他们都有他们的帐篷。
Every Israelite have their own tent.
现在神要跟他们同行，神也要有他的会幕。
And the Lord will be with them, and He will need His own tent.
所以百姓他们用实际的行动去印证说他们真的期待神能够跟他们同行。
So you see the Israelites use their action to show that they really want God to be with them.
我们今天要了解神的心意。
So today we got to realize the heart of God.
神他是拥有一切万有都属他的。
God has everything, all belong to Him.
他其实让百姓参与奉献，是让他们在这件事情上有份。
And to have the Israelites have this free will offering is to let them have a part in this work.
神要百姓凡甘心乐意的，就是他们愿意参与这个工作的，他们就会觉得说，哎，这个圣所是我有份的，他会关心。
They want them to willingly participate in this building so that they will feel that they have a part of this building and they will care about it.
这个地方是我可以跟神相会的所在。
And they will feel that this is a place where I can meet God.
所以我会喜欢来到这里跟神相会。
So I like to come here to be near God.
所以奉献这样的一个神提供给我们一个机会很重要。
So it is a great opportunity that God gives us.
你看我们今天，如果我们有参与奉献哦。
Like today, if we participate in offering,
特别是当我们会把我们觉得很珍贵的这个资源，把它放在神的身上。
Especially if we take what we feel is most precious and give it to God.
我们就已经在说明说，哎，我们在意神的事情。
It says that we care about God's work.
在新约圣经里面主耶稣也说，这个叫做把财宝积在天上。
In the New Testament, Jesus also said, "Is putting your treasure where your heart is."
我们不能够在地上我们的这些资产里面很富足，但是天上是空的。
We cannot have abundant riches on earth, but be empty in heaven.
我们要做一个聪明人，就是把地上这个会朽坏的、会贬值的这些财物，把它转成永远不会朽坏的、存到永远的这个在神天上的财宝。
We need to be a wise man and take the treasure that will rust and corrupt on earth and turn it to an eternal treasure that would never corrupt in heaven.
就是说我们今天奉献给神的没有会是白费的， 每一分钱都被神纪念的。
That is, all the offering we give to God, every cent will be recorded by God. It will not go to waste.
神看的不是那个数字大小。
God does not look at how big or small the number is.
神看的是我们的心。
What God look at is our heart.
我们觉得很重要的。
If we feel that this is important,
那我们又知道说这个是神也说可以给的。
And we also know that this is something that God says we can give.
我们要把握机会，把它做在神身上。
We need to grab hold of this chance and offer upon God.
奉献其实是需要把握机会的。
Offering is a chance to grab an opportunity.
就好像这一次以色列百姓。
Just like this time the Israelites.
因为圣经也没有说他们开放多久的时间？说，你可以的，你愿意的就来奉献嘛，哈。
The Bible doesn't say how long it is before they said, "Oh, if you're willing, come and offer."
我们知道这当中，从他们开始住在西乃山扎营，一直到离开，差不多十个月而已。
There was only about 10 months from when they left, and then when they put a set tent here.
但是我们相信，当摩西开始宣布说要拿礼物来的时候，没有多久，
But, 这个
时间就到了。
But I think it's probably not too long after Moses proclaimed that they need these materials.
其实我们如果读38章，你就会看到，就列出来到底多少啊，总数有多少啊。
If we look at 38, we see how much that they need.
就以金银来说就好了。
Let's look at by silver.
第38章的第24节。
38.
金子。第38章24节。
Verse 24 of 38.
他说金子有29他连德，730色克勒。
So the amount of gold from the wave offering used to work was 29 talents and 730 shekels.
换我们现在来说，大概将近1800磅。
About 1,800 pounds in today's measurement.
25节说银子。
25 is the silver.
100他连得1775舍格勒。
100 talents and 1,775 shekels.
好，那这个多少你可以自己算。
And you can calculate about how much that is.
我们不知道了，你一定要去查。
If you don't know, you should look it up, and then that will give it meaning.
那百姓多少？第二十六节说。
And how many people were there? 26.
这个银子其实是被数的人，他们都要奉献。
It's everybody who's counted offered.
因为每个男丁都要奉献半舍克勒的。
Because every person has to offer half a shekel.
一共有603,550人。应该要拿半舍克勒银子来的。
There was 603,000 men who were supposed to bring out half a shekel.
那他们现在这些六十几万人，他们那个，所以半舍克勒说一共有三十万左右的半的舍克勒的银子。
So 600,000 men, half a shekel, so that's probably about 300,000 shekels.
那再加上额外的，他说你可以奉献的那个金银铜啊这些。这些金属，它都给你列出来，在接下去的经文里面的。
And then the other silver, gold, or bronze that they can offer are actually recorded elsewhere.
其实如果没有抓住机会奉献的人，后来就没机会了。
So if you did not grab this chance to offer, you have lost a chance.
当摩西通知百姓说不要再拿来的时候，你就不要拿了。
When Moses told the people, "Don't bring any more offering," then you don't bring any more offering.
所以，如果犹豫的啊，在算说这个东西我要用，等一下我不要用，在犹豫的可能就没机会了。
So if you're hesitant, thinking, "Oh, should I give it or should I keep it for myself?" then you will have no chance afterwards.
所以我们知道这个奉献一定要把握机会。
So you see that you have to grab hope of opportunity when you have a chance to offer.
不然，你就算要做也没机会啊。
Otherwise, even when you want to offer, there is no chance.
这当中。我们都很熟悉的最经典的例子，就是当主耶稣要被钉十字架以前，玛利亚她抓住时间膏耶稣。
And the most prominent example of this in the New Testament is before Jesus was crucified, Mary took the chance to offer to Jesus.
她把她所准备的那个香膏，真拿达香膏，在主耶稣要被抓去之前的六天，她把它用在耶稣的身上。
She took that expensive jar of perfume that she had bought and she used it on Jesus' body 6 days before the crucifixion.
那这个是在约翰福音第十二章里面记载的。
And this is recorded in John chapter 12.
我们可以自己去看。
We can go and read it ourselves.
等到主耶稣被抓去钉十字架了。
After Jesus was crucified on the cross,
那个有几个妇人在七日第一日的早晨，清晨天还没有亮的时候。就想要去告耶稣的时候，已经没机会，主耶稣已经复活了。
There were some women who came on the first day to try and anoint Jesus' body, and yet they were too late, for Jesus had resurrected.
所以这个奉献真的要机会。
So you see that offering has to do with chance.
我们不见得有下一次机会。
You might not have another chance.
但是如果我们能够把握机会，其实我们就在神的工作上有份。
And if we can grab hold of the chance, then we have a part in God's work.
那我们在神的眼中，我们就成为说，我们是愿意参与他的圣工的人。
And in God's eyes, we will be seen as someone who's willing to participate in God's work.
你看，今天我们谈到奉献哈，这个精神一定是甘心乐意。
See, we talk about offering today, and the spirit must be a willing spirit.
把握机会。
A willing spirit to grab hold of the chance.
要看到奉献的不是只是财物。
To see that the offering is just not the material.
对我们今天财务来说，最显著的、最直接的就是我们的十一奉献。
What material aspect? What we have right now is to offer what we have.
十一奉献不在于你的数量大小，是比例的问题。
It's not how much or how little you have. It's not the number of values.
今天我们学生，如果你从你的不管是谁给你的。这些礼物啊，你收到100块。
For example, as students, perhaps you get a gift of $100 from someone.
那你收到这100块，你就要想到说，哦，那我要把10块，十分之一，把它奉献给神。
And we think, oh, then I want to offer 10% of that, so $10.
如果政府给我们多少钱，十分之一要记得给神。
of government gives us some money back, and we give 10% of that to God.
政府他我们的工作的时候，我们所得到的有多少钱？
What our paycheck is, what amount we get.
要记住十分之一给神。
We have to remember to give 10%.
就不要跟神去计较，说到底是要扣税还是不扣税？我是不是所有的开销都说扣完了之后，我剩下可以用，再奉献十分之一。
And we should not argue with God, should I do this 10% before tax or after tax, and how much should I give to God?
这个完全就是按甘心乐意你我们的自己的信心。
Because it's based on your faith and your willing spirit.
但是记住，
But remember,
当我们愿意奉献给神的，神一定给的更多。
If we're willing to offer to God, God will give us back even
more. 所以不要跟神计较。
So don't argue with God.
完全是看我们的信心。
It really depends on our faith.
那神就按我们信心来回报我们。
And God will repay us back according to our faith.
马拉基书第三章第八节特别强调说，我们要把神的物把它归给神。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 it says we must give back to God what belongs to God.
让神的家有粮。
So that God's house has money.
那我们只要愿意甘心乐意奉献，神就大大的祝福。
And if we're willing to offer, then God will bless us.
所以天上的窗户打开，就把他的福气倒下来了，到甚至无处可容。
God's heavenly blessings were open and were poured down on us.
今天我们弟兄姐妹，如果我们都懂了这个奉献的道理
，So brothers and sisters, we all understand the spirit of offering.
我们家里不会缺乏
，Our house would not lack anything.
神的家绝对有粮，各种工作都有经费可以做。
And God's house has plenty of work for us to participate in.
甚至会有余，一定有余。
And there will also be lacking.
对，当时会多出来。
There will be a lot coming over.
那多出来，在当时候，你看，摩西就说不用再拿来了。
So much so that Moses was said, "Please do not bring any more."
因为神的帐幕不是来堆财物的。
Because this tabernacle is not a pile up of materials.
会幕里面东西每一个都是圣的啦。
Because every material in there is holy.
没有所谓多余的东西的。
There is nothing that's too much.
因为这个要搬的。
Because these things you have to move them.
所以要做就是那几个，不能再增加说哦还有多，那我们再多几个设备吧，再放几张椅子下去。
There's a set number of articles they have to make. It's not like they have extra material. They can make extra articles.
照神所说的。
So according to what God has commanded.
这个神都规划好的。
And this is something God had already set.
但是接下去。其实神要求百姓要把神的物归给他。
So God has instructed to give what belongs to him.
因为这一次是为了建造会幕特别的奉献。
Because this is a special offering to make the tabernacle.
够建造就好。
And they only need enough to build the tabernacle. 但是
会幕里面有祭司、立位人在侍奉啊。
There are Levites to work in the tabernacle.
接下来这些人要怎么样专心侍奉神呢？
And how can these people concentrate to work for God?
就是要这些百姓，他们都乐意的来把礼物献给神了。继续。
They need these Israelites to continue to offer to help support the Levites.
所以他们现在来到神面前的时候，不可以空手。
So when they come before God, they cannot be empty-handed.
看第三十四章，出埃及记三十四章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 34.
第三十四章。
34 of Exodus.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
头生的驴要用羔羊代赎，若不代赎，就打折他的颈项。凡头生的儿子都要赎出来，谁也不可以空手朝见我。
Redeem the firstborn donkey with a lamb, but if you do not redeem it, break its neck. Redeem all your firstborn sons. No one is to appear before me empty-handed.
头生的儿子都是赎出来，都是要了解这个是神拯救的，要把这个赎命银给神。
You see that all these firstborn sons had to be given to God.
那个驴。不能够献祭，用羊羔代替。
You have to redeem the firstborn donkey, but with a lamb.
对不对？那如果你要留着驴自己用，可以，那就用羊羔代替。
If you want to keep the donkey for yourself, that's okay, but you have to substitute it with a lamb.
那如果你不要，连一只羊羔都舍不得给神，把这个驴颈项打折。
But if you're not willing to give it to God, then you have to break the neck.
这个就是该死。
Because it is to death, sentenced to death.
你就不要拥有。
You just not want.
因为这个本来就是该属神的。
You just won't have it because it belongs to God.
所以如果要自己用，一定是要代赎，
so、
取代。
If you want to use it, then you have to substitute with something else.
所以每次到神面前来，都带礼物给神。
So that is why every time you appear before God, you need to bring a gift to God.
再继续看三十四章后面。
Let's look at 34.
好。
In the back.
你看啊，第二十三节说，一年三次朝见主。
23 times a year, all your men are to appear.
好，你就是说，他们要照神所说的这个节期哈，来到神面前。
That they have to celebrate the feast, in front of God.
好，这个就是在规范啊，每一个人这个生活的这个步调。
And it talks about the life of all these people.
那所以来到神面前哈，都不可以空手的啦。
That they have to come before God, but not empty-handed.
那个出俗的送给神。
That all you have to offer to God.
二十六节说。
26.
地里首先出俗的物送到神面前来。
You have to bring the best of the first fruits to God.
好，这个都是在谈到这个奉献的道理。
So this is all talking about the spirit of offering.
我们今天弟兄姐妹，如果我们都懂得这个十一奉献的这些道理哈。
If we all understand this spirit of offering,
那从以色列百姓身上去学习，
we can learn from the Israelites.
我们教会要做的每一件圣工都会有机会可以做。
We would have a chance to participate in all the work in church.
你看我们接下去啊，如果顺利的话，明年应该可以开工建造我们那个第二期的工程了。
If all goes well, we should be able to start the second phase of the construction next year.
我们需要弟兄姐妹在这个事情上有份。
We need brothers and sisters to take part in this matter.
把我们从神领受的啊这样的一个感动，神的恩典，把它回报给神。
To take what we received from God and to be moved to do it and repay God.
让教会的这些设备哈、啊、能够完善。
So that the preparations for church can be even better.
各种材料能够用好的。
That we can use the best materials.
如果我们大家举头看一看。
If we lift up our eyes,
你看到我们现在的会堂有许多东西，其实已经要修理了。
We see that there are some things that need fixing in this chapel already.
这些神的家都需要经费去维护的。
We know that God's house all needs fixing and repair.
我们现在仍然需要弟兄姐妹不断的为这个教会奉献。
And we need brothers and sisters to keep continuously offered to church.
那当我们在建第二期工程的时候
，So that when we start their second phase,
我们需要有足够的经费再去整修我们第一期的现有的这个建筑物。
So that we will have the knowledge and we have the skills to also repair the.
让神的家里面哦，各项都能够完整。
So that every aspect of God's house could be perfect.
我们不能够再去重复那个被掳归回之后百姓的错误。
We cannot repeat what the Israelites had done wrong in the past.
在哈该书、撒加利亚书里面，你看。神特别派遣就是责备他们说，个人的家里住天花板房子，但是神的殿是荒凉的。
In Haggai Malachi, it says the house of the Lord is in ruins, and yet you all live in rich and beautiful houses.
我们一定要先建设神的家。
We need to build first God's house.
那我们的家，神一定会照顾。
And God will take care of our own house.
当我们让神的家有粮的时候
，If we have enough room for our God's house,
我们的家的仓库一定会满出来。
Our storehouse would be overfilling.
这是神的应许。
This is God's promise.
我们照着去做就得福了。
If we do what He commands, we will receive blessings.
愿我们都能够甘心乐意的来参与这个奉献。
May we all be willing to offer to God.
把神的物送到神的家。
So that we can send what belongs to God to God.
让神真的在我们当中同行。
So that God can be among here among us.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
来唱420首。
420.